My name is Tosha.
And I'm Mike.
And this is Sienna, baby Sienna. Our hypnobirthing relaxed into birth journey started with meeting Charlene at when we were pregnant with our first child, India. And it was just the right kind of thing that I needed to get myself ready for my first birth. It really gave me the confidence to go into it, not knowing what I'm getting myself into. And I think I had a bit of a romantic idea about exactly what it is to give birth, which after the first experience, I was definitely clarified to me what it is to really give birth. But I think what was amazing about it, and definitely what the course helped me with, was to know that my body can do this. Like, I am designed to do this. So I definitely, whether it was ignorance or, and ignorance is bliss sometimes, but it was just that feeling that this is okay. I can do this.
My experience with Relax Into Birth was initially on with our first child, India, and second time now with Sienna. Both births were a bit of a blur to me. I tend to block that sort of trauma out of my mind. Not that it was traumatic, but that the whole process is a bit stressful for a dad. Well, in my case, it was for me. What stood out for me was when Tosha gave birth to India, how calm she was and how controlled she was. Usually it's the mother that's a little bit worked up and the father who's trying to calm her down. And I was working myself up and Tosha was remaining really calm. And I think that was so much to do with Charlene's course. I also found at one point I was trying to do a script, one of the scripts with Tosha, and she said to me, "What are you doing?" So I think because of my mental state, I wasn't in the right state to have a calming effect on her. But it was very noticeable how calm she was and how the birth was so straightforward. Everything went so easy, and you hear all the stories about how hard it can be. I mean, obviously I didn't have to do much, but it was really straightforward and easy. And with Sienna, where I was a little bit worried that it wasn't going to be as straightforward as it was with India. And because of COVID, we decided a home birth was the way to go. And that made me doubly nervous. And it was such a straightforward and easy process. I listened to a couple of the programs that Tosha asked me to listen to. And I don't remember anything really except to say to her, "You're doing so well." But at the time when I said it, I knew I was quoting something I was told to say, but it actually felt natural. And the whole birthing process the second time around was so calm and peaceful. And yeah, it was beautiful. It was really great. So from my perspective, I thought it was an exceptional experience. And I don't think it would have happened without Charlene's course.
No, definitely not. So I think the first child 7 years ago, it was a natural birth. It was in hospital, but I didn't tear. There was no medication involved. And I definitely, without a doubt, would not have been able to do that without the course, because I think my body was just, you know, even in the frenetic kind of environment of the hospital, it was still like my body just, I knew that my body could do this. And that kind of confidence comes from... That kind of confidence comes from inside. It's not a confidence that somebody can even coach you to say, "It's okay, you can do this. Because if you don't know it, you don't know it. And that's something the course really helps with, is to reprogram you. It gives you the knowledge, the right knowledge, to set you on your way, to empower you so that you can actually birth naturally without fear. So all of us have fear about it because we've watched so many movies and we hear about so many weird stories about people, you know, having all sorts of things happen to them. But that was the thing that saved me, I'm sure, from, you know, to have the birth that I wanted and to not have any damage to my body. And then the second time around was a home birth, and we, because the first birth was so sort of no risk, I was a no risk candidate. Charlene was like, you can do this. The first trimester, you're feeling so crap that you sort of like, oh my goodness, I'm pregnant. I don't know, like, do I really want to be? But you are, and you know, go through all these things, and you're not feeling well. And then the second trimester, you're sort of like in a honeymoon period. You're just like, I love being pregnant. It's so amazing. And you're in complete denial. It's like denial all over. Like, you, people are like, oh, where's the baby? You're like, oh, only in 3 months. And it feels so good. And everything's so nice. And then third trimester, you're like, uh-oh, the baby needs to come out. And then I went through a bit of a dip because I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to go through this again. This is so horrible. And the moment I started listening to the Relax Into Birth, the visualizations, so just going through all the stuff again and having those videos in those little snippets. And the best thing for me was the story about the uterus, because it's such a beautiful segment on the woman's ability to birth naturally and to do it without, you don't have to be worried, because your body is so perfectly designed for it that if you just let nature do it, nature will do it for you. And that's exactly how my birth was. So when I started listening to the tracks, it started uplifting me and I started feeling more confident. And the fear started going away. It was just a transformational period for me to kind of get closer to my baby, do those affirmations every day. You know, the affirmations for mom and the affirmations to sort of get you closer to your baby. And it became sort of a beautiful spiritual experience at the third trimester. You know, I always believe after each breakdown comes a breakthrough. So that was sort of like my doing Relax Into Birth the second time was like my breakthrough period. I started having Braxton Hicks about 2 weeks before. And funnily enough, about a week before we named her, I looked last night, it was exactly 1 week. So I think it was almost like psychologically you just start knowing, and all of a sudden you're cleaning and you're just sorting out stuff, and all the house is getting neater and neater and neater and tidier and more organized, because you know what's coming, that you're not going to have time for anything and you just want to get everything right. So on the day I started having contractions I had these period kind of cramps. And then I spoke to my mom in the morning, and then I spoke to my mom again in the afternoon, and it was weird because I sort of like started doing all my work and I was like emailing people and sending off emails and saying, okay, this is the last I spoke to this person, this is the last of that, and just handing everything over. And at 4:30 I was done with that, and at 5 I started with contractions. And they were about 10 minutes apart, they weren't really progressing. And then around 8, I think we decided that my mom must come from Paul, because it was happening. Or we didn't really know, but we were sort of thinking it might. And then at 8 also, we had Mike's sister came to pick up our daughter, India, which was very, very emotional for me to let my baby go. And then at 9 o'clock, my mom arrived and I was meditating because I was like, I need anything, all my tools, everything needs to come out now. And we were trying to set up the birthing area with candles. And that's also something we learned from the course that was so beautiful about creating this inviting atmosphere for your baby. And it's like, it's their arrival, it's their birth. So it's, you know, a special time to be celebrated. So Mike made some beautiful candles for me with some essential oils in them, and we were burning those, and I was trying to listen to some music, and so I meditated. And then at 10 o'clock, I took 2 panados and drank a glass of milk. Oh no, I had a bath, took the panados, had a glass of milk, went to bed at 11 to see if the whole thing was going to slow down or if it was going to speed up. And it didn't slow down. I couldn't sleep. So around midnight, I got up and I went to the loo and that was it. It was like the loo session totally sealed the deal. The mucus plug came out. And I actually never told Charlene or Gail about that, which I probably should have done, because I think that was a big sign that things were happening. And then another half an hour passed. But this is all the beauty about it, that I didn't feel panicky about anything. So I was sort of like, I'm having contractions, but you know, I'm just having contractions. So I think the course gives you that kind of confidence. Like, you know, I'm cool, I can do this. At 12:30, I called Mike. I was like, Mike, okay, we can let everyone know. At 1, the midwife arrived, and poor Charlene that lives over the other side of the mountain, only arrived just after 1, like 1:15, and Sienna arrived at 1:26. So I think just before the midwife arrived, I gave one push, like standing in the kitchen and the kitchen counter, hanging over the kitchen counter. My body just went into a spontaneous, like, what's it
traction
called? No, when you hunch, like, you know, squat. My body went into a natural squat. I just went like, and I was like, oh my goodness, this baby's gonna, like, I'm gonna have the baby on the kitchen floor. And then my waters broke. And when Susan arrived, when I saw her, I just started sobbing. I was like, like a real angry cry. And she said to me, I hope those, and she was smiling, this beautiful smile. And I think it was because she was being so nice and, like, amazing. And then she said, I hope those are tears of joy. And I was like, no. And I was just crying because I was so scared. Even though I've done it before, I was still really scared because you don't know where it's going. And then, yeah, that one squat at the kitchen counter, then they sort of, like, waddled me over to the pool. I did one big squat and evacuation of everything that needed to come out just outside the pool. And thank goodness it happened outside the pool. And then we got in the pool. I was a little bit not in my center. I think the real magic kicked in because Susan just looked at me with these loving eyes and was calm and face with a smile and said to me, this is your birth. This is your baby. This is your journey. You can do this. You can time it. You are in control. And it was like a switch went off in me. It was like the anchor from probably all the Relax Into Birth stuff I listened to just clicked. And I was like, I just calmed down. I was like, I just went into like this place where I could just breathe, and I sort of like started controlling the whole, like, instead of, because Sienna with India, I felt like I had to push her out, but with Sienna, I felt like I definitely had to hold back because she was coming out too quickly. And so instead of, like, you know, having to force the situation, I was now like finding myself in this like pausing kind of state where I was in complete control of everything, which was quite a unique experience. And thanks to Susan, she got me back to that, like, beautiful place. And then she said to me, open your legs. I mean, my legs were open, but she said, put your hand in between your legs and feel your baby's head. Then you can control, like, how she comes into the world. And that was the most beautiful thing of everything. is to catch your own baby, like, just to, like, her head was so soft in between my legs and, you know, just beautiful. And then she was out.
And then you relaxed into birth.
But she just beautifully, like, she just popped out. She just went, it was like, bloop, bloop, like, literally, yeah. She wasn't even.
Somebody catch that baby.
Anyway, so that was it. She was born.
Yeah. That was the summary.
Yeah.